wonder what Matt Damon's mom thinks about releasing well-adjusted humans into society.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
I think this article is tuning into some of the social societal trends that are affecting children's development, and it's very clever. You know, they say this new breed of person won't be allowed to view any media or look at technology.
Right.
And, you know, one of the points is there is that, and I know this quite sincerely as an early childhood development person, is that children's lives are changing very dramatically when it comes to technology. The number of hours young kids are spending in front of screens astonishes most people, but it's shown over and over again by studies, credible studies, that, you know, little kids are looking at screens for many hours a day when you add together TV and iPhones and computers and games and all the ways kids have access to screens. And the brain develops so much in the first 5 years, up to 90% of its adult size in the first 5 years. So there's not a question, really, that I think our brains are getting rewired based on the influence of technology, which should have been thoroughly researched before it started cascading into kids' lives to this extent, but that's not how things happen in the U.S. So it's a huge influence and weight. You know, little understood, far too little understood to be having the level of influence it is. And then you add that with what's happening in our nation's schools and the sort of lockstep, narrowed curriculum, the lack of play and the arts and creativity and diminished recess and all the things that would, you know, create more of a whole child experience. And you put them together, like how kids spend time outside of school and how they spend time inside of school, and you've got a dramatically narrowed kind of life experience for our young people. And, you know, yeah, will it change how they develop, how they see the world, how they act in the world? Will they have less ability to reflect? Well, research already shows that. Less empathy, too much technology correlates with less empathy, correlates with being very distractible. Will they be able to think deeply or just jump from thing to thing? I think these are serious questions there. They can be funny when they're framed like this, but I think they probably indicate to us that we're really changing the human being in the ways that we're creating experiences for today's young people.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.